Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, the U.S. military is doggedly questioning Iraqi detainees about Iran. That's according to one privately contracted interrogator who works for the U.S. in Iraq. He told Britain's Observer newspaper that U.S. officials, quote, push a lot for us to establish a link with Iran. Of all the recent requests I've had, I'd say 60 to 70% are about Iran. We're not asked to manufacture information, we're asked to find it. But if a detainee wants to tell me what I want to hear so he can get out of jail, you know what I'm saying, end quote. In other news, a controversial $75 million U.S. program to promote democracy in Iran has been moved into the State Department's Office of Iranian Affairs. The program's former director warned that the move has, quote, effectively killed the program.
Newspaper editors are taking a strong stand for transparency and against propaganda at Stars and Stripes, which is published by the U.S. military. The Pentagon Inspector General's office recently widened its investigation of the Defense Department's pro-troop PR campaign called America Supports You to include the paper Stars and Stripes. America Supports You apparently funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on PR and marketing contracts through the newspaper. Stars and Stripes editors urged the paper's management to release information on its relationship with America Supports You. When management didn't respond, the editors called on the paper's acting publisher to resign. The Europe bureau chief for Stars and Stripes said the issue is important because, quote, if we can't get our own people to release public documents, why should we expect the military to cooperate, end quote.
And the Federal Emergency Management Agency isn't the only group planting questions. FEMA's faked press conference, during which agency staff asked their boss softball questions, cost two people their jobs. But staff with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign recently pulled a similar trick. Following a speech on November 6th at a biodiesel plant in Iowa, Senator Clinton took questions from the audience. Campaign staff had prepped at least two people beforehand, giving them questions to ask. A Grinnell College student later admitted that she had been told to ask about global warming, in part because the campaign wanted a young person to ask that question. The campaign said that suggesting questions to audience members was not a standard practice and would not happen in the future. But some New Hampshire voters say it is a common practice among all campaigns. Clinton just got caught doing it.
When is a marketing campaign really a movement? When Procter & Gamble, the largest U.S. advertiser, says it is. Procter & Gamble launched a new multi-brand, multicultural marketing campaign called My Black is Beautiful. The corporation designed the campaign after its research showed that black women spend three times more on beauty products than the general female population. As part of the campaign, Procter & Gamble has a special advertising section in the December issue of Essence magazine, along with store and community promotions and plans for a multi-city conversation tour. The campaign also has a website featuring videos like this one.
Whether celebrated,
imitated,
exploited,
or denigrated,
whether natural from inside,
or skillfully applied,
My black is beautiful.
Another part of Procter & Gamble's campaign is giving grants to community groups. The $57 billion company has so far given out just $50,000 in My Black is Beautiful action grants.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Pentagon's America Supports You campaign. The main PR firm working on the campaign is Susan Davis International. That firm is headed by Susan Ann Davis, who is also on the board of advisors for the conservative advocacy group Family Security Matters. Family Security Matters is associated with the Center for Security Policy, a Washington, D.C. think tank. The think tank says it is, quote, committed to the time-tested philosophy of promoting international peace through American strength, end quote. So, there are 5 steps between a campaign to support U.S. troops overseas and a think tank working to send U.S. troops overseas.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.